Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. My name is Angeline.
And I'm Laura. I'm full. I can't finish this.
What is that?
It's... I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, well, You can save it for later.
I'm gonna throw it away. There's only a little bit left. Do you see a garbage can around here?
What? Don't waste food. Come on, there's just every little bit counts. Maybe you'll get hungry later and then you'll want to eat it.
But I'm full.
Okay, well, maybe you'll change your mind after our lesson today, okay? So maybe we can put it aside and then we can talk about our lesson and then maybe you'll change your mind.
Okay, we aren't talking about food waste, are we?
Yeah, but more importantly about how an organization chose to help with the food waste problem in Taiwan. So Laura, set aside your snack for now and let's read our article.
Okay.
Reading.
Bringing people together with soup. Food waste is a serious problem these days, including in Taiwan. In fact, each person in Taiwan creates about 96 kilograms of food waste per year. A group called Do You a Flavor is doing something about this by putting this food to use. What's more, it is using this opportunity to talk to the homeless and get to know them. Volunteers in this program, called the Stone Soup Project, first gather food that was meant to be thrown out. Most of it is leftovers from restaurants or food donated by businesses, farmers, or families. They then use these collected food itemsto whip up meals for the homeless. The idea for the group and the project started during the Sunflower Movement protests in 2014. Some homeless people asked the students for leftover food, but were turned down. Co-founder Zhu Guanzhen saw this and organized for leftovers to be given to the homeless.Soon she and others were renting kitchens to cook for the homeless. Now, the homeless get not only meals, but also someone to talk to.
Okay, so our article today begins by saying food waste is a serious problem these days, including in Taiwan. Okay, we see the preposition including.I-N-C-L-U-D-I-N-G, including. It is used to introduce something or someone that is part of a larger group or amount you have just mentioned.
没错 ,OK, 我们一开始我们的文章有提到近几年包含台湾在内浪费食物是一个非常严重的问题啊。我们来看到这个 these days 就是表示近几年，其实它跟 nowadays 的用法是差不多的哦。所以比方像是我说，哎，你最近都在听什么样的音乐？我就可以问啦 ，What kind of music are you listening to these days?
That's correct. Let's also use the word including in an example sentence. Okay, the price of the air ticket is 30,000 NT dollars, including taxes. So what this means is that price is all you need to pay.
Wow, okay, so 我们来看一下 including 这个介系词哦，就是包括、包含这样的意思。像是刚刚呢，哎，这个 Angeline 老师提到的这个机票钱是30,000 yuan including taxes, 含税哦。Okay, or I could also say everyone, including me, like the book better than the movie.Now, okay, we can also use the word include, but that's a verb. 同样也是包括包含的意思。For example, I could say, the price of dinner includes dessert.
Right, so that means dessert is part of the meal?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So how big of a problem is food waste in Taiwan? Well, our article says, in fact, each person in Taiwan...creates about 96 kilograms of food waste per year.
That's
like two of you almost. The noun kilogram, k K-I-L-O-G-R-A-M, kilogram, is used to tell us how heavy something is. 1 kilogram is 1,000 grams, okay, which is another unit for measure. We can also say kg for short, like I'm 50 kg or 60 kg, yeah. Here's another example. My dog weighs about 2.8 kilograms or 2.8 kg.
哦，好可爱。OK， 我们来看一下 ，kilogram 就是公斤，其实其中的 kilo 就是有一千的意思，所以一千个 gram 公克当然就是一公斤啦。就像 kilometer 就是一公里，就是一千公尺的意思，因为 meter 就是一公尺的意思。Or we could also use kilos, right?
Yeah, you can.
For example, I weigh about 48 kilos.
Okay, so we also saw the preposition.Per, okay? P-E-R, per. Per is the same as saying for each. For example, Karen gets paid 120 NT dollars per hour. What this means is that Karen gets paid 120 NT dollars for each hour of work.
OK， 所以刚刚我们在同样的句子看到 per year， OK， 那其中的 per 这个介系词就是每或是每一个什么的意思，像是刚刚我们提到的 Karen 她的时薪就是一个小时拿多少钱哦，是120元台币哦， OK， or I could also use it in per person， like、
right.
the tickets are $25 per person， so each ticket costs $25.
Exactly.
OK， 我们回到课文哦，事实上在台湾每个人每年会浪费哇、wow, 大约96公斤的食物诶 Oh my god 96 kilograms of food. That sounds terrible.
Can you believe it though? I mean, look at that thing you almost threw away.
That's true.
Okay, so that's a lot of food that is being wasted each year, okay? Well, what can we do about it? Our article says a group called Do You a Flavor is doing something about this by putting this food to use. Do You a Flavor. This organization's name is actually really clever. Do you get it? Flavor. Not favor, Do You a Flavor.
Yay! Okay, 没错，我也觉得这个 Do You a Flavor 这个名称很可爱。因为一般我们会用片语 Do somebody a favor,
right,
F-A-V-O-R, 来表示帮某人一个忙。不过这里他把 favor 代换成 flavor, 也就是味道啦、风味的意思。所以呢，课文是说一个叫做人生百味的组织呢，正在用这些食物来做一些事情哦。
So not only are they putting food to use, our article says, what's more, it is using this opportunity to talk to the homeless and get to know them. Okay, so the homeless refer to the people who do not have homes, okay? Homeless is an adjective. However, when the, T-H-E, the, comes before it, the adjective acts as a noun, okay? So this is actually called a collective adjective. They are used to refer to a group of people that kind of share the same characteristics or the same qualities, okay? For example, the rich help the poor.
Oh, I get it. 好，这里我们来看一下 the homeless 的用法哦。OK, 我们都知道 homeless 这个形容词就是无家可归的。那当我们在前面放冠词 the, 就是 the 在接上形容词的用法可以表示全体哦。所以刚刚提到的 the poor, 就是 the poor people,、mm-hmm. OK, 就是贫穷的人。那其他常见用法还有什么 the rich,、mm-hmm. the sick,or the old, the blind, the blind 就是盲包的意思啦。好，那刚刚课文提到的呢，也希望用这个机会来跟街友，也是刚刚我们提到的 the homeless 来对话，了解他们哦。
We also see the phrase get to do something. So if you get to do something, it means you get the chance to do something. For example, I didn't get to go to Taroko Gorge when I went to Hualien.
Oh, you should.
I know,
okay.
It was raining.
Okay, so get to do something 就是有可能或是有机会做什么样的事情。For example, I could also say she gets to travel all over the place with her job. I want that job.
Me too. Okay, so let's find out more about this group, okay? Mm-hmm. Our article says volunteers in this program called the Stone Soup Project first gather food that was meant to be thrown out. Okay, so the noun volunteer refers to people who offer help without being paid for the job that they do.
Okay, 所以这个叫做石头汤计划，就是 Stone Soup Project 的志工首先要收集一些本来即将要被丢掉的食物哦。Volunteer 当然就是指志工啦，或是义工的意思。那大家有没有觉得，诶，石头汤，诶，这个名字听起来很耳熟？没错，这就是源自于这个，它的其实命名呢是来自于欧洲家喻户晓的故事哦。那相信大家都知道，就是传说有三名又饿又累的士兵经过一个村庄，那因为没有人愿意提供他们食物，所以他们就煮了一锅石头汤。那因为大家很好奇啊，这个村民就纷纷从家中捐出一些食材参与，诶，最后竟然煮出一锅美味的佳肴。 I used to love this story, the stone soup. Yeah, when I was a kid.
I didn't even know about this story.
Yeah, I know the story. It's really good.
We also saw the word project, right? P-R-O-J-E-C-T. P-R-O-J-E-C-T, project, okay? It's a planned piece of work, okay, that has a purpose. For example, the new mass rapid transit system, or the MRT system, will be the government's biggest project this year.
OK, 我们来看一下 project, 在本课是当作计划的意思，它是个名词哦。像是我们常提到一个研究计划啦，就是 a research project,OK, 或者呢，我也可以说 the repair turned out to be quite a project, that just means it took a lot of time and effort to do.
Building a new mass rapid transit system. OK, so let's look at the sentence again, because that sentence was actually pretty long.
I know.
The volunteers, OK,first gather food that was meant to be thrown out. The verb gather, G-A-T-H-E-R, means to get things from different places and put them together in one place. Here's an example sentence. Rachel gathered all the things she wanted to pack into her luggage together.
OK, 我们来看一下 gather 是个动词，表示收集，像是如果要收集这个收证，对不对？我们就可以用 gather evidence. For example, the police are continuing to gather evidence relating to the crime.
OK, we also see the phrase be meant to do something, OK, which means it was supposed to do something. So going back to our article, the food was meant to be thrown out, which means the food was going to be garbage, I guess.The stores or the restaurants didn't need that food anymore.
Okay, be meant to do something, 就是打算怎么样，有意这样的意思哦。Okay, next in our article we read, most of it is leftovers from restaurants or food donated by businesses, farmers, or families. Okay, what is this word, leftover?
Okay, so the noun leftover refers to food that has not been eaten at the end of a meal.
Okay, 所以其实这些食物大部分是餐厅剩下来的，或是企业啊、农夫家庭捐献的食物。Leftover 当然就是指剩下来的食物哦。
We also saw the verb donate, okay, which means to give something, especially money, to a person or maybe an organization in order to help them.
Okay, donate, 当然就是捐献或是捐赠。Angeline, I could donate my leftover snack to you.
What? I'm okay. No, thanks. But I'm actually glad you're using the words you just learned. Good job. Okay. Anyway, going back to the article, it says they then use these collected food items to whip up meals for the homeless.Here we see our shortcut for you for today. Let's take a quick break to learn all about the phrase whip up.
Shortcut for you.
Time to sit down and relax.
What? We have guests coming over in 1 hour.
Huh?
I told you the Smiths are coming tonight.
Oh, okay. Great. No big deal. I'm sure you'll cook something great.
Me?You said you would cook.
What? Okay, don't worry. I'll whip something up.
Whip something up?
Mm-hmm.
We need dinner, not cake.
To whip something up means to make something to eat very quickly.
I see. Whip something up is 迅速做饭。
You got it. I'll just make one of my excellent dishes. Do we have eggs?
No.
How about rice?
Nope.
Meat? Potatoes?
No and no.
Okay, relax. I'll think of something to whip up. What to make?
Okay, next our article says, the idea for the group and the project started during the Sunflower Movement protests in 2014. Ooh. Oh, okay, 就是太阳花学运的时候开始，差不多是2014年。
Mm-hmm. You must be wondering, wasn't the Sunflower Movement about a trade pact between Taiwan and China?
Yeah.
Where did food waste come from? Well, something happened during that time, okay? Our article explains that some homeless people asked the students for leftover food, but were turned down. So to be turned down means to be refused or rejected, okay? For example, Alex turned down the job because he found a better one.
Okay, so turn somebody or something down、mm-hmm. 就是拒绝的意思。所以本来在那边、有一些街友想要跟学生要一些剩下的食物，但被拒绝了。
The good news is that co-founder Zhu Guanzhen saw this and organized for leftovers to be given to the homeless.
Wow, how nice. Okay, so 共同创办人这个朱冠珍看到这样的情况呢，就整理了这个剩下来的食物给街友。Co-founder 在这里就是共同创办人，其实 co 就有一起共同的意思，像是 we are co-workers.
Right, okay. But Zhu Guanzhen didn't just give the homeless leftovers. Soon, she and others were renting kitchens to cook for the homeless.
Wow, 太棒了！所以接着他跟他的创办人租了这个厨房，为街友这个烹调食物哦。How kind of her to do so.
I know, and what makes this project even better, the last line of the article says, now the homeless get not only meals, but also someone to talk to.
哦，如今这个街友们不只得到了食物，也有能够跟他们说话的人哦。Okay, let's now go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay, so our For You chat question today is, what could you do to help the homeless?
I know, because after hearing what Zhu Guanzhen did, that's a really big thing. So maybe by donating stuff like clothes, food, things like that, it would really help out, help the homeless.
Yeah, you can also donate, back in North America, in Canada especially, during Christmas time, it's a very difficult time for a lot of people.Because, you know, you're supposed to have gifts and all that, and some people just don't get a chance to buy any gifts. So, what people do there is that they actually buy Christmas presents. Or they buy a whole Christmas feast for a family.
That's really meaningful.
Yeah, so that's something that we can do in Taiwan too. Like, I heard that there's people who buy those bento, biendang boxes for people.For the homeless, right?
That's really, they do that. Okay, so you guys have a chat about this question. What could you do to help the homeless? But we're out of time. So until next time, this is Laura.
And I'm Angeline.
See ya.
Bye.
Bringing people together with soup. Food waste is a serious problem these days, including in Taiwan. In fact, each person in Taiwan...creates about 96 kilograms of food waste per year. A group called Do You a Flavor is doing something about this by putting this food to use. What's more, it is using this opportunity to talk to the homeless and get to know them. Volunteers in this program, called the Stone Soup Project,First, gather food that was meant to be thrown out. Most of it is leftovers from restaurants or food donated by businesses, farmers, or families. They then use these collected food items to whip up meals for the homeless. The idea for the group and the project started during the Sunflower Movement protests in 2014.Some homeless people asked the students for leftover food, but were turned down. Co-founder Zhu Guanzhen saw this and organized for leftovers to be given to the homeless. Soon she and others were renting kitchens to cook for the homeless. Now, the homeless get not only meals, but also someone to talk to.
Vocabulary Review. Including. Pokemon Go is popular all over the world, including in Taiwan. Kilogram. Jenny gained several kilograms after eating lots of unhealthy food on her vacation. Per. We're not allowed to drive faster than 40 miles per hour on this road. Project. Our group's new project is to pick up trash on beaches to help keep them clean. Gather. The hikers gathered some branches to burn in a fire for the night.